by Francis Brooks and Donna Vensler from the Tennessee Jewels, a dynamic performance group affiliated with the Tennessee Senior Pageant. Now, these talented women bring energy, elegance, and inspiration to every stage they grace. We are excited to hear about their journey, their work with the Tennessee Jewels, and how they're redefining what it means to shine at any age. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
I'm so looking forward to talking with you today.
We are excited.
So tell us a little bit about the Tennessee Jewels. I really know nothing about this organization.
Well, it's a performance group that's associated with the Miss Tennessee Senior America pageant, and we love to perform for assisted living centers, senior care homes, senior day at the county fairs, the VA homes, and any place where we have the opportunity to perform for seniors. And it started in 2019, and since then, we just finished our 214th show.
Wow, that is a lot.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I imagine that you have performed in some rather unusual spaces. I imagine your group has to be very flexible.
We do. We never know what the stage area will look like. It could be on a stage. It could be on a floor. It could be in a corner. We just never know.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. But that's fun. That's kind of the challenge, too. I worked in many years touring with theater groups, and it was somewhat similar. Sometimes we'd be in a high school auditorium, and sometimes we'd be in a cafeteria, and you just have to make it work. So you mentioned that it's affiliated with the Tennessee Senior Pageant. I don't know anything about that either. Tell us a little bit about the senior pageant.
I can do that.
Thank you.
The senior pageant started in Tennessee 35 years ago. In fact, coming up on our 35th anniversary next year in 26. It started in Pigeon Forge in 1991 and moved to Crossville in 92 through 2006.
Okay.
Then in 2007, it moved to Lebanon. And it came back to Crossville in 2016.
Oh, wow. Okay. Crossville is a quite a popular area for retired folks. And
centrally located.
Sure. And, of course, it's a performance hub with the Cumberland County Playhouse.
Absolutely. And the Palace Theater.
And the Palace Theater. I just recently spoke to artistic director there at the Palace Theater. We had such a wonderful conversation. It's such a neat space.
It's a beautiful theater.
So tell me a little bit about you as performers. What is your area of performance? Donna, do you want to start?
Well, I have a dance background, and so I came with Frances with the idea that could we start a senior ladies performance troupe? And she said, why not? Do you think we can do it? So everything that I bring in is like the choreographer and the director of the Jewels, and Frances handles all of the pageantry.
And bookings of the Jewels.
Yes. So I also make the costumes and do all of the rehearsals
music.
And taught myself how to edit and mix music. So.
Oh, that's exciting.
I know.
That's exciting.
I love it.
So this really is a collaborative effort between the two of you and then the people that you work with.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And how many people do you work with?
That depends. This year we did have enough ladies to split into two troops. So we have an East Tennessee Jewels and a Middle Tennessee Jewels. And each of those have between 7 and 8. But we have had probably as many as 16 performing at one time, but we are limited to space when we go into these certain locations, so we can't get too large.
Oh, that's great. That's absolutely fantastic. Just real quick, we're going to take a break in just a sec, but what is one of your favorite things about being involved with the Tennessee Jewels? Frances?
Oh, my goodness. There are so many different things. We have a great time. First of all, it's fun. We do get lost sometimes on traveling. We have also performed in Seniors Got Talent.
Okay.
At the Bijou Theater in Knoxville.
Beautiful.
We thought we looked pretty good, too, as chickens. We had, like, Big Bird. We were, like, yellow.
We were cute.
We were cute.
We were so cute.
And why does a chicken cross the road? We did that. So we do have a lot of fun.
Oh,
and
it's
just
great.
A way to get out and show that seniors do have a lot left to give.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to continue talking with Frances Brooks and Donna Vensler about the Tennessee Jewels. We'll be right back. And we're back talking with Frances Brooks and Donna Vensler of the Tennessee Jewels, which is a performance group affiliated with the Tennessee Senior Pageant. So let's talk a little bit about how people can get involved with this performance group.
Well, it starts at the pageant.
Okay.
So if you are a contestant in the pageant, there are certain requirements that you have to make.
Mm-hmm.
One, you have to be at least 60 years of age. Two, you have to be at least a six-month resident of the state of Tennessee.
Okay.
Then after that, oh, it is free game.
So there's not overly strenuous requirements, but good ones.
But they have to do, the pageant requires a five-minute personal interview with the judges,
mm-hmm.
a two-minute, 45-second talent, a 35-second philosophy of life, and modeling in an evening gown. Those are the requirements.
Okay.
And Donna and I both have just returned from Atlantic City, New Jersey last week, where we took our Miss Tennessee Senior America, and we came back with first runner-up.
Congratulations.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
She lives in Murfreesboro. Her name is Terry Coulter.
Mm-hmm.
She's a personal trainer. And she did a fabulous routine to Rocky.
Wow.
Yes.
That's great.
It was great. We wish the Philadelphia Steps were there so she could run them, you know.
Yeah, they're a little down the road. Not far from Atlantic City, but just far enough.
Actually, she ran them at the Capitol in Nashville,
okay.
And they filmed her from a helicopter. So
that's fantastic.
You know, we're not dead yet.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Look, I am a performer. I've just turned 64 we were coming in. It's my birthday today. But I just finished performing in Shakespeare in the Park here in town. I've been an actor my whole life, and I have been away from it for a little bit. And I was quite committed to the idea of making sure I could still do this. And it is, I was very happy to find out I could.
You know, we all have a story.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of these ladies have had some really sad stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've lost their husband or their children or had cancer or,
right.
You know, lots of different things. And this has given them, you know, that one hope.
Sure.
And something special for them to do. And you know, it's all about giving and receiving, and it's all part of the game. It's all part of the pageant. So we have a great time. The camaraderie's good. We go for a weekend, and it's great.
And
so,
just the being able to support one another.
Absolutely.
And as I often tell my students when I'm talking about theater, there are few things in the world that feel quite as nice as the sound of that applause. when you're getting that feedback from the audience and they're telling you, good job.
Yeah.
You did well. It's just a great feeling, and it really builds you up.
We'll work for applause.
Yeah. Or food.
Yeah.
Or food. Right.
Whichever comes first. Yeah.
Right. So how many people, I don't know much about the Tennessee Senior Pageant. Those sound like reasonable requirements to get involved. How long has the Tennessee Senior Pageant been going on? And, you know, if somebody wants to get involved, how do they track down information to sign up or whatever?
Contact me.
Okay.
BR549, no. We have a, I think, Facebook page.
We have a Facebook page.
And you can find us that way and get the message, and you'll get a return call immediately.
Right.
As soon as we get the message. this, like I stated, it is our 35th anniversary coming up in 2026.
Wow.
So April 17th and 18th are the dates for the 26th pageant.
Okay.
In Crossville at the Palace Theater.
Oh, that's great. That's right. That's
coming up.
Coming up. That's fantastic. Yeah. What are some of the, when you mentioned performing, did you say, was it 2.5 minutes of a talent?
Yes.
We're actually about to go to a break, but when we come back, I would love to talk about just some of the variety of talents that people bring to the stage, because I'm sure there's a big variety. So we'll be right back. We're talking with Frances Brooks and Donna Venslier of the Tennessee Jewels, and we'll be right back. So just before we took a break, I was asking you, Frances and Donna, to talk a little bit about people's the talent that they bring to the pageant. What are some of the areas of talent that you've seen performed as part of the pageant?
Well, we see your normal ones like singing and dancing mm-hmm. and playing a musical instrument. But then you have some comedians, and this last year we had someone who showed her beautiful artistry on a wooden lathe. Like, she didn't actually do it right before us, but she displayed all of her beautiful pieces and talked about it. But there's been, like, a whistler, professional
she was a
whistler.
We're talking national championship whistler.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Like, it sounds like an instrument for sure.
Right.
That's amazing.
It was amazing.
And then, like Frances said earlier, Terry is a fitness coach, mm-hmm. and she did her fitness routine, which was to the theme of Rocky, and she also did like a jump rope thing and
right.
push-ups and all of that and sang as part of it. But we've had so many different type talents. We've had someone make wreaths right in front of you. And then you're also able to do like a narrative, anything like that. Can you think of some
monologues.
Other ones? Monologues.
You know, monologues, like from mm-hmm. you know, plays and movies mm-hmm. and
yes.
things like that.
Mm-hmm. And tap dancers, of course.
Right.
You know, so anything is, even they won in the national level this couple of weeks ago was an artist painting mm-hmm. like with a brush in 2 minutes and 45 seconds. It was amazing.
Oh, my goodness. That is amazing.
You know, you've got, you know, nothing gets ruled out.
The sky's the limit.
It is, except right. twirling fire.
Well, we have had some twirlers.
We have had twirlers.
But not fire twirlers.
Right.
Yeah, probably that. You don't want to take that yeah. into the theater. That would be potentially dangerous.
It could be, very.
I think the biggest thing is just to show your passion for whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think so. For sure.
I can see that. And certainly mm-hmm. that would come out, too, if you were talking about your philosophy of life and,
right. yes.
you know, that kind of thing. So if people go through the senior pageant, are they invited then to participate in Tennessee Jewels?
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we talk about the Tennessee Jewels and there's a $25 fee, you know, to be a jewel.
Right.
Everybody's a jewel, but there are performing jewels and those that are non-performing.
I see.
So they're asked if they would like to become a jewel. Big thing is if you're still working, it's difficult to do that because we perform, you know, like 1 year, we did 54 shows in 1 year.
Wow, that's a lot.
You know, that's 2 shows a week,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Yeah.
And you're traveling from one end to the other end,
right?
You know, and that's on our dime.
Yeah,
you know, we're not paid. This is all volunteer people. Nobody
really
has a
impressive.
Salary.
Here. Right.
It's all volunteer. Donna volunteers her time and her talents to come up with the routines. And let me tell you, this woman doesn't sleep at night. She can dream up some crazy stuff.
Well, that's awesome. Talk a little bit about that. What are some of the routines? And what are some of the things that have inspired these creations?
Besides chickens.
Besides chickens.
Well, I try to come up with a theme that I think not only will be fun for us, but that the elderly people would love to see and the music that they would love to see.
Right.
Are here. And so we've done, like, the show that we just finished was called Main Street America, and I just took, like, basically a main street and all the different stores, the different community buildings, and I just put it to music. And so once the Jewels start a show, they stay on their feet dancing and singing and comedy or whatever else we have in this show for 50 minutes.
Wow.
And we change, not completely change, just our a few costume pieces here and there and lots of props, anything to bring visual to our audiences. And we change right before them, and they get a kick out of it. Like, that's as much as the show as our singing and dancing.
And when she says, not much, how would you say a dozen hats? Not much.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So in the last couple of seconds that we have, what do you have coming up? What's coming up for the Tennessee Jewels?
Well, Christmas is our big show. And when we practice, our whole thing is that the ladies, I don't want them to have to travel so much. So I send out videos to them, and then we have a Google Drive link that they can click on, and they have all of their information, their videos and music, and they can learn this at home on their own terms. And then we come together for two practices in person and put the show together, and then we hit the road.
Wow.
So we're on our second rehearsal today, and then they'll start Christmas shows. So that's our big show
That's coming up, and it's going to be at the Cookeville
Senior Center.
That's where we
on
start.
On November 5th, and the show starts at 10:30 a.m. on November 5th.
Ah, that's fantastic. Well, once again, we've been speaking today with Frances Brooks and Donna Venslier of the Tennessee Jewels, a dynamic performance group affiliated with the Tennessee Senior Pageant. And thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure talking
with
you both today.
And happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.